Repeat latrines are emptied in Chainda Sanitation Drive. Kisasa PPs are shunned school. In African news, South Africa's police chief to appear in court over controversial health contract. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chihuahua. Over 400 pit latrines have been emptied in less than 2 weeks in Chainda Ward 29 of Munali constituency. Ward Councillor Samampundu says the exercise is being carried out by the Lusaka Water Supply and Sanitation Company as part of efforts to improve sanitation. Mr. Mpundu explained that the program is aimed at preventing disease outbreaks and promoting hygiene in the community where most households rely on pit latrines. He has since commended the company for the initiative, noting that it will significantly reduce the sanitation challenges in the area.
Through a partnership with Lusaka Sanitation and Water Company, as well as the DMMU and Lusaka City Council, an exercise has now been concluded for the dislodging and emptying of over 489 pit latrines in the community. That's nearly about 80% of the pit latrines which are in the community. This has been as a response towards alleviating the spread of waterborne diseases such as cholera and other diarrheal diseases.
School attendance in Kisasa area of Kalumbila district has dropped sharply due to fear among residents. At Kisasa Primary School, only 7 PPs have reported for classes out of nearly 4,000 learners. Deputy Head Teacher Musenge Moliambia says that most parents have fled the area due to increased police presence, making it difficult to conduct lessons. He says the few learners available have been combined into one class. Meanwhile, Kisasa Secondary School has also recorded a low attendance. Head teacher Kenneth Lingunja says the number of pupils have dropped from about 500 to nearly 100 as parents continue withdrawing their children, citing insecurity. He adds that learning has been disrupted, affecting planned activities such as end-of-term tests. Meanwhile, a check in the area found most homes locked and deserted. A resident who declined to be named said many people have fled their homes and are hiding in nearby bush areas for fear of being apprehended by police. He said the situation remains tense with residents living in fear. The resident added that the closure of the local market has worsened the situation, limiting access to food supplies. He, however, condemned the mob killing and urged members of the public to refrain from taking the law into their own hands. Fuel shortages in Kitwe have disrupted garbage collection, with crews forced to halt operations for days at a time. Kitwe Town Clerk Patrick Kambita says the situation is affecting key areas such as the Chisokoni Market, which requires a frequent waste collection due to high volumes of garbage. Mr. Kambita explains that the market has six skip bins and must be emptied twice daily, requiring multiple trips by council trucks. He says delays in collection lead to rapid accumulation of waste, posing a sanitation risk. Mr. Kambita adds that the council is now working on plans to secure its own fuel storage facilities to ensure a consistent supply.
So when you go to Sokoni and don't find garbage, you must be aware that the council has done profit. Sometimes, and you know, sometimes we run out of fuel. There's literally no fuel in the city for 2 days, 3 days. There is no fuel. So it means garbage collection is seriously hampered. Just for 12 hours without collection is a big, big challenge for us. And so that's why the council now is resolved to have other alternative means of ensuring that they have steady supply of fuel, having its own storage facility for fuel. And I think we are in consultation with the fuel dealers on how this can actually be based on it.
Women have been urged to maximize land ownership as a way of enhancing their economic empowerment. Non-governmental organization coordinating council grants a project officer, Marjorie Tembo, says land ownership is key to improving women's financial security and independence. Ms. Tembo explains that when women have access to land, they are better positioned to support their households and contribute to national development. She has also encouraged women to venture into entrepreneurship in order to sustain their livelihoods. Ms. Tembo was speaking during a media training workshop organized by the Zambia National Women Lobby for local media practitioners in Kapirimponshu. She emphasized the need for stakeholders to support women in accessing land and leadership opportunities.
And also means that we are also encouraging that women should also be able to invest into village banking, into productive resources. Because productive resources are very, very personal to women and girls for their financial independence. It's very sad to hear that this person goes, the husband goes to work, and then pretend and like, ah, well, I come here, I can pay it. No, that and that. It, you know, it feels so sad. So we are saying that, marriages are supposed to work as a team where at least this woman, when she's home, she's selling something and all that, as part of entrepreneurship. And not only that, there are so many issues that we are addressing, so that at the end of the day, there is that when we're talking about gender equality, at least with those issues that are being addressed.
We now break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, mitengo, zama oda, zamene kalandira, ife, pa Company Radio, nizi.
50 kg delele, 150. 50 kg impua, 200. 50 kg lumanda, 180. 50 kg chihuahua, 100 squacha. 50 kg kalembula, 150. 50 kg repu, 300. 50 kg Chinese, 70 kwacha. 50 kg ondwe, 120. 50 kg mupilu, 130. 50 kg mundambi, 70 kwacha. 50 kg dindingoma, 150. 50 kg nshava, za freshi, chalimbana, 450. Kadononga, 350.